Would you introduce yourself, please?
Yes. Hi, I'm Tove Lo. I'm a singer-songwriter from Sweden.
Now, the thing about Sweden, we're going to talk about this, is among the languages, I can do a really great Northern England. I can say Wa-a, you know, but I've had a zillion Swedish artists on my show, and I cannot. I butcher every Swedish name. So you want to say something in Swedish to the people that and then you have to explain what it is, and then I will not, and I repeat, I will not attempt to pronounce it afterwards.
Hej, Sverige. Det här är Tove Lo. Jag sitter här på Sapa Southwest och hoppas ni har det bra där hemma.
What did you say?
I said, hi, this is Tove Lo. I'm hi, Sweden, this is Tovlo. I hope you're all doing great. I'm sitting here at Sapa Southwest, and you should all head over here.
Yeah, right now. Everybody just get on a plane. You immediately have come out with some strong statements in your music from moment one, admittedly with a sense of humor, but a lot of people are going to get that.
Well, I think the reason why I started is to write is just basically, it was just one of those moments, you know, you've been singing and playing in bands, and I do try to you know, be a solo artist for a bit before I started writing for others as well, and but I came off the stage and I just felt like I hated it. I didn't want to do that. I just felt really like, what, you know, why don't I just keep writing? I'm not ready for this at all. I'm not ready for the, you know, the business. That's how I felt, because, you know, you have a showcase, the business is there to watch you. It's not your friends.
I don't go to those anymore.
No, and I think that made me kind of go back into just writing, and it was like I kept writing in secret to myself and then didn't want to give those songs away. And I know that's already in there for everyone to know, but I think it was a big deal for me to step back from trying to be an artist and just actually think about the music, because that's when it got really personal, my songs. And yeah,
Icona Pops at right here. Yeah. Literally right here a year ago, and it was, they were already signed, the song was already on Girls, but it hadn't climbed the charts yet. This for you has got to be pretty exciting stuff, because there's always been a Swedish invasion. But you're kind of coming out, and this is not pop music in its pop music nature, because with some of the subject matter, even though it's ironic when you say, you know, not on drugs, just in love, and talking about relationships this way, and some of the other habits, you know, some of the things you're doing, it's you're coming out of Sweden with a very different sort of point of view, are you not?
I would say I am, yeah. And Sweden is everyone's very together there, and you rather avoid confrontation. You don't, you know, say what you really think. You stay out of, you know, arguments. And I think this is kind of us, you know, being girls, being independent, being, you know, strong, and, you know, but we're not, none of us are perfect, and we mess up, and I just think there's someone needs to just, you know,
say that,
you know, speak about that. You know, we're all flawed. Let's just, you know, get, you know, not everyone's perfect, you know, because everyone's always, you know, there's a moral high ground, and you're kind of, there's so easy to criticize people, and like, everyone should be perfect and please everyone, and that's impossible. So, you know, it's just kind of, you know.
You think?
It's just kind of like giving the finger to all the people who is just like, you know, criticizing you for making a mistake, I think. I like to sing about that.
Is it all the fault of your high school? Because the quote is that they said F reading and just play music. Again, what a different thing where they, but you're articulate. So obviously you got through the reading part too. And I mean, that's kind of a joke in some way, because you can't just F reading and just play music, because you kind of need, unless you're going to be a solo pianist and never speak, that doesn't really work, right?
No, true, true.
But it's a funny piece. So what's the name of the high school? It's not called the F reading, F, you know, no. Play music high school.
It's called Rytmus.
Was it a special school?
It was I mean, obviously, just to have a high school that's, you know, so dedicated to one thing, I think it's special. But I mean, it's, I think they've, you know, they've changed it now. I think it's a bit more focused on the school part, which I think is sad. But it was just really amazing. You know, I don't know. It was very free spirited. A lot of it was just you could be who you were. It isn't like and that was it was like very. I think a lot of people when they left, you know, felt a bit lost after because it was such a. It was, you know, obviously competitive, it was hard as well, it was a lot of pressure, but it was still that kind of feeling of, like, there's space for everyone here, and that was amazing, too.
But you played math rock. Now, my brain is already tired because we're here, but I'm even more tired thinking about trying to have no tempo, trying to just be completely counter to everything you've learned. So, back to the drugs. No, how do you do that?
It was really, I have to blame the guitar player of the band who was really...
He was a geek?
Yes, in a good way. Like, he was awesome, but he could play anything, he could play the guitar in any way, he could play everything on it. So I think it was just him challenging himself and then in that way also challenging the rest of the band, trying to play and sing what he wrote. So I wrote, you know, the lyrics kind of to his melodies, which was, you know, that was a puzzle in, you know, trying to figure that out. But it was really good for me. I learned really well how to, you know, sing live and just learn a lot about music just by being challenged that way. So,
but not really good for radio.
No. But we were, you know, we had some label offers from like indie labels in like Portugal and Brazil. Like came, approached us, but we just said no to everyone. Like we put up our album free. We were like, we don't want to make money out of this. We're doing this because we love music and... Yeah.
Where was that moment where the guitar player turned to you and said, okay, I'm not loving what you want to do. Go forth, make your own.
Well, we were a couple. Yeah, I think we started disagreeing on what we wanted to do. And then we kind of asked, you know, because all we ever did together was, you know, play and record and write songs. So it was and rehearse like four times a week. And
that sounds like I'm not even going to go what was missing there, but I already know that that's a problem in any relationship, whether it's music or not. Yeah, that's enough to make you do math rock.
Exactly.
Get off beat.
Yeah. No, but so we ended it and we then ended the band right after.
So if I have the order correct, then you was doing the session singing after math rock or along
kind of the same time. So that's kind of, I guess, I got into like hearing a bit of like, you know, actually getting into the pop music a bit more, because that was mostly what they were doing, the sessions that I was, you know, recording. So that's when I'm like, this is actually good, it's like simple and, you know, I understand it and I feel it, like, why we should do more like this. And he was like, duh, 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 stay away from me, pop music, you know. But
so now we get to the pivotal moment. Where was it? Because, I mean, the girls in Icona Pop met at a party and bonded over breakups. Did you meet them at a party and bond over your mutual breakups? Because that would be too good.
Well, kind of. Like, it was funny. Me and Caroline lived together.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and Aino came over the next morning, you know, when they had their first, like, we woke up, like, we had that big night. I was at another party. Aino came that next morning, like, hey, so should we just do this? And, like, yeah, let's do it. So they wrote their song. They were sitting in the kitchen, like, with their laptop. And it was, when I think about it now, it's pretty crazy how it all happened. But I had my, like, studio set up in my room. And, like, we used to have parties at the apartment and, like, yeah, record stuff, and I have so many funny recordings on my old PC, like where I was in Cubase and.
Yeah, but but things happen fast these days, insanely fast. So, you know, you did some demos, right? You were connected with, and we'll talk about Max Martin and Alex. And next thing you know, you're on a major label, and it's like, wait a minute, here we are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that all happened in how much time?
Well, to be honest, it was when I started, you know, releasing stuff on my own, doing it, you know, by myself pretty much, all the videos, everything. And it was when people actually here started, you know, discovering Habits quicker than... Obviously, I knew some label people because they knew me through writing and and all that. So they kind of, you know, I guess had their eyes open and then saw this habits and just, you know, what is this? And they kind of connected back to Sweden, who then came. And so that was probably a little less than a year ago.
So when you run into a Max and an Alex, these are people who really know their stuff. What did they say? Did they approach you and just say, okay, we can now take you to the next level, come with us and we will take you there?
A bit more subtle, I guess. Well, Alex, you mean Kronlund, right? Yeah, I went up and I just signed to Warner Chapel and I went up to, he had his birthday party, and I didn't know him, but I went there with a producer that I work with. I hadn't met anyone. I just, you know, I hadn't had any sessions, co-writes yet. I've only been writing by myself. And I get to this party. It was like 2 weeks after I signed, and I got a bit drunk and I went up and sang with the band that was there, which also turned out to be like Klas Åhlund, you know, from Teddy Bears, playing drums, and you know, he's like big idol of mine. But so, and then Alex called me actually the day after and said, hey, so you were at my party and who are you and we need to work together. So that was kind of strange.
You're like, yeah, okay. Yeah,
he's crazy, like, and I didn't know anyone, I didn't understand the business yet or anyone, I didn't know how big it was. And then, but with Martin it was a bit different because he just, I guess, kept his eyes kind of on me, like, because I worked with people that he was already kind of looking
so,
at.
So really, the key is to live in a smaller country with some really powerful, no, but all kidding aside, to live in a small community that is a very influential community and be surrounded by the right people. And sometimes it really is, again, talent wills out, but who you know is equally brilliant, right?
I mean, definitely. I mean, it's helped a lot.
Now, was it that same boyfriend who became a Buddhist?
No.
Okay, so we have to go down the road here. Yeah, because obviously habits, the boyfriend became a Buddhist. So there was another, you've had a really string of wonderful, interesting boyfriends, haven't you?
Well, I'm probably a character too, I think. I think I'm easy to be with, to be honest. But no, the Buddhist was another also wonderful person. Very spiritual, obviously. And he really did... there was a lot of love and a lot of heartbreak there. Yeah.
Here's what your music's not. It's not pop music. It's not dance music. It's not. So how do we, early on, because this is the opportunity, because you're going to do so many of these interviews, and next thing you know, every article is going to be, you know, the latest, greatest pop star working with the same people, blah, 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 and Icona Pop, and et cetera, et cetera. So how are we going to get rid of that? I think we're going to get rid of it by just saying that it's about great songs. And that's really what, you're a songwriter because, and so we can get rid of it, you're also co-writing a ton of songs, right? You're writing hits for other people, right?
I am. And when I haven't had a lot of time with that now, I mean, obviously this EP is, it wasn't part of the whole, you know, Max Martin writing team. So that's me. And, which I'm proud of. Like, I'll probably, obviously, you know, work with you know, more great ones on the album, but for now I still feel like I can write it myself, you know. And I love collabing with people, but when it comes to my own stuff, I'm a bit more, you know, reserved. Like, I need to be the one in charge. And it's about great songs, and I don't think that you can put it in any box you want, but I just feel like I'm never gonna try to belong somewhere like that.
So when people see this live, which not that many people have yet, are they going to expect you and a backing track, or are they going to expect you as a band?
I'm a band girl. I need a band. So I have
a real band.
Yes, I have. We have backtracks too. But
well, of course.
No, but I have two drummers and a bass synth guy. So the four of us rocking it out on stage. Yeah.
So as you write your music. And this is not being cynical, this is just being real. Do you say, let's see, not on drugs, just in love. Well, that's going to work really well on the background of a television show, but I don't think I'm going to be selling soap with that one. Oh, wait, maybe I will. Do you think about that at all as an artist?
No, not at all. I haven't crossed my mind. I think I can't think about that stuff. I just can't. It takes away the creativity for me, to be honest. So, yeah, I understand that, you know.
But you'll be okay with it when somebody is willing to hand you a big check.
I've said no to a few that I felt was not going with who I am. So, and there was some good money there, but I still said no.
I think that people, you know, get a taste of an artist. And the EP, you know, I mean, Elvis used to put out EPs. I have 4-track 45s from Elvis, and people are like, wow. So it's come full circle that now you can put out a few songs, get out there, and then give yourself time to be thoughtful.
Yeah, well, for me, although I have to say the EP for me is very, it is very, like, now for me and thought through, and it is, you know, a love story from beginning to end, the whole everything in between, and so that's very, that it feels like an album for me. But I do have obviously a lot of songs and a lot of good songs. I'm just now figuring out what I want to say in the album, because for me, maybe I'm a geek that way, like I wanted to feel like, you know, full, like the story all the way through and not songs just thrown in there, you know. I want it to be a storyline. So I'm just figuring out what, and also like production wise, song wise, like feeling wise, all everything around it, like what is going to be added, what needs to stay in, and what I want to experiment with. So I'm still figuring it all out. I know it's still going to be, you know, drums and vocals in your face, you know, my honest lyrics. That's the rawness of it's going to be there. And then the rest of it, I'm gonna see what I'm gonna, you know, bring in to spice it up.
So when you come to a South by Southwest with 2,200 other artists, right, and only a few songs that people know, and you perform that set, is it comforting that they glom on right away, or does it kind of, you kind of go, whoa, what have I gotten myself into here?
Well, I've just had amazing shows, and it really just, it's very different from the Swedish crowd, and it really just gets me excited, like when, you know, if there's a few standing there singing the lyrics, that just makes me really happy. So I've had the best time here so far.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich, and it is two of your songs is the bread on the other side, and then songs by anybody else you want to play in between, and I play 40 minutes of solid music